You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 205. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we're pretty certain it's episode number 205. I don't know. I think I'm a little bit behind posting the MP3s, so I'm going to get on that. But at least for those of you who are watching videos, you're kind of caught up. We had an event locally, a TUI event, and there were five of us who showed up.
So you get the ever-fun buy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The last time I showed up and made it even, somebody complained because they would have got a ticket that for just for running instead of participating. So,
right, that probably was me. But you can't have a tournament with just four people. Anyway, we decided to play five rounds and just do a round robin.
Whew.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Everyone gets by, you know. Although by the end of it, the numbers worked out, so I had the last round by. And my mind was pretty much mud, so it's good I didn't play a fifth round. So it was really a four-round tournament spread over, you know, 6 hours instead of 5 hours. We had me and Charlie and Matt and JD and TV show up. And going into the tournament a couple of weeks earlier, I had decided that I wanted to play a something that I hadn't tried before in a while, and I ended up making a... I looked around online, and I found Will's TOS mirror deck.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played that in a long time. And it happened to be a all non-virtual deck.
Oh, traditional.
Exactly. So I didn't have to worry about cutting up any cards. I just burned through my binders, pulled out what I needed, threw it together, and it was ready to go. There were a couple things that I think talking to the person who made the deck might have helped out. There was a historical research, and I only had a chance to use it once because I only went second once out of all four of my games.
Oh, geez.
But I wasn't really sure who to get. There's no real linchpin of the deck. I ended up getting the guy that gets a ship, because there were only three or four ships in the deck, and it seemed like I used him every time. I don't think I ever opened with a ship in my hand, but I either drew into him or I downloaded him to get my ship in the first couple of turns. The one thing that kept catching me up is all of those mirror guys. You have to have mirror guys in play already to use their ability. So,
right.
My opponent dropped an event. I'm like, all right, I'll kill it with Scotty, and he said, no, you actually don't. You don't have an AU person in my hand, in play. I'm like, all right, I'll play Scotty without the upgrade then, and I'll play somebody else to do something. I had fun over the course of the couple of games. I played. I'm trying to remember what the order was. I think I played Charlie pretty early on, and that was a very interesting. Interesting match. He was playing commodities. The new with Dominion, Vorta, and mouthpiece that makes them all smart and gives them all acquisition.
Oh yeah, is it Kalana or Luwaran? One of the Vorta.
Yeah, it was an interesting kind of. It was a lot of moving parts, which I found the commodities to be, but that was the first round. I had a couple of really, really good breaks go my way. He blew up my security drills, which I was kind of relying on to get around a couple of dilemmas, and I played the ship that lets you put a card in your discard pile on top of your deck and then used a counter to draw it, and that was my seventh counter, but it's free, so I played it again. That was kind of cool. but at one point, he attempted with a bunch of people, and one of the cards that were in this deck that I saw on the list, and I kind of shrugged my shoulders and thought, I'll throw it in there. You know that series of if you attempt with more than nine guys, bad things happen?
Sure.
Yeah, it was the one from the Dangerous Missions where you get to take command of somebody, two somebodies, if they have more than nine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he attempted with 11 or whatever, and I drew into that by chance, and I got his one of his dozy guys, the one that lets you blow up a commodity to make people lose their skills. They knocked on the head guy. Freaking dumb.
Oh man!
So
yeah.
He was giving me commodities because that's what they do, but
you just I blew was, them up.
And I was, I think maybe he gives them back to do that. Anyway, I was using that guy because I took command of him to make my own guys get past his. It was really not right.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had acquisition, so he the spice. If you give it to your opponent, Felicium. If you give it to your opponent, everyone's acquisition in play gets attributes plus one, or so he gave it to me, so I was reading it and giving everyone attribute. I had that guy, and I think I had another acquisition guy. The two guys I captured were both acquisition guys. It was like watching Charlie juggle and then reaching out and just grabbing one of the balls out of the air just throwing at him.
Oh man.
Charlie went the rest of the tournament. I don't know if he got a win, but it was an interesting deck, and I think we all looked at it and thought, man, that's just interesting, and I want to try to do something with it. He got a couple of full losses and a modified loss, so it would be fun to see. I think Matt in particular had some ideas. It'll be interesting to see what develops out of that, the whole commodity thing. Have you tried the Dominion commodities?
I remember playing against Thomas's commodities deck a few months back and just watching it and thinking it very much made me think of Franklin. And it's like, this is a lot of moving parts and a lot of very specific action that you really have to know exactly where everything goes and when, not just where it goes, but when it goes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could take it and play it in a 6-round tournament, and maybe by the end I would have an idea how to play it in an actual tournament.
Yeah. So the guys, Hanok, that was the guy I took, Trade Minister. Facing the dilemma, give your opponent command of a commodity to make your guys lose two of your guys lose all their skills except acquisition. I think I ducked around a personal duty with that. I had one leadership and two guys lost their leadership and officer, so I was able to get through. Inglatu gained a skill required by a dilemma by giving up in a commodity, and Ornithar give command of your commodity to. Oh no! He gains attributes. The three of them together were kind of unsettling to watch them dance around, dilemmas and things. It might look more fun than it really is, but it kind of makes me want to try to put them together and put something out there. I don't know. I never tried playing commodities with just the Ferengi or just a bunch of thieves. So, yeah. Interesting. Matt was playing a relativity deck. I played him in the second round. He pretty much got everything going pretty quick. He did two really big missions and then had a Bakut challenge for the last 10 points with, Worf, because you can put Worf in your discard pile, or you'd have Worf out whenever you need him. He's a Klingon with anthropology, and all of your expensive people in the discard pile will probably net you a few points. So that was pretty good for him. He pretty much rolled through me. I don't even know if I scored any points that game. I might have solved a mission. I played against TV next. He had brought his kind of the old traditional D DS9 little guys running around with one or two big people that can't be, like, the big Cisco that can't be stopped at a big mission. Have you played... Are you frozen? You appear to be frozen. Wah, wah, wah. All right, well, you know, call back. After the game with Thomas went pretty smoothly, but I think we ended up going to time, and I want to say I attempted my last mission, and I just couldn't squeak it out. It was very close. But he stopped me, so we went to time. After Thomas, I played against JD, and JD was running the con folks, and after playing them a few times last week, I kind of got a feel for what they were going to do and how to play against them. So I got a lucky drop. I dropped a necessary execution on the first attempt, and that pretty much killed Khan and really slowed him down a lot. I want to say JD scored a few points, but I pulled out a full win against JD as well. So full win against Charlie, modified win against TV, and a full win against JD. My only loss was to Matt, and he went on and won the tournament undefeated. So it's a pretty good day for me.
Wow. What was he playing?
Matt was playing Relativity.
Ah.
It was a pretty well put together deck. Lots of big expensive people that came in for no cost, or, you know, cost of the event. And it worked pretty well. He had everything going well.
Well, it sounds like I was going to say if you came away from playing those with an idea of something you want to play next, but I guess it sounds like the commodities went out.
You know, it's something I haven't tried, and I would be keen to. Well, I'll tell you. Honestly, the way I've been coming, the decks I've been taking to tournaments lately have been look around to see what people played, put it together, do a few test draws, make a few changes, realize I probably don't know what I'm doing, change it back, change one or two things, and then go. That would be the deck that I would want to lay out all the cards, try to build it from scratch, and then after I've built something and played it a few times, even if it's just, you know, test draws and things, take a look and see what other folks have taken, you know, what cards I may have passed over, and see what could potentially tune the deck a little bit better. But I haven't sat down with binders in front of me and a bunch of empty sleeves and just put something together from scratch in a long time.
Mm. Is it you just haven't had time, or you're lacking in inspiration? Is nothing that piquing your interest?
Mostly time, I think.
We are in time. That post on, you know, lag period, where a lot of things drop off and people kind of had to pick back up with actual life. So I think that's always a something that happens this time of year for all card games, particularly for those of us who aren't going to Worlds.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what people play over the next few weeks, you know, as Worlds prep events, or if everyone's going to be hiding everything until the last minute and just throw it all out there in Germany. So definitely keep an eye on that. On our agenda, we've got a... just kind of a card building party this weekend, and then another 1E event later in October. But you're not going to be around for that.
I am not. I have circumstances have confluenced together in such a way that I am going to be in Boston for the rest of the year, starting next week. So I will not be playing here. But I poked around the tournament site a little bit. And I didn't really see anything jump out as being in the Massachusetts area. or in the Boston area, maybe in Massachusetts. But if there is a play group out there and you're listening to this and I'm wrong, please let me know. I don't know. The problem is I don't know how much in the way of cards I'm going to be able to take with me since I'm going for like 3 months and I have 2 50-pound suitcases to take with me everything I need for 3 months. So I think I'm going to turn my sights on the online tournaments. I did note that there are 2 starting week after next on October 7th. There is a revised tournament for 1E that I missed our revised tournament when we had it here. So I can pick up that achievement. And there is the first of the new Return to Talos series, which I'm not... I think back on those games and I was like, those games were just so simplistic and kind of boring. It's like, I don't know if I want to play in 4 rounds of play a card, draw a card, of just Premier stuff without any... TNG continuing mission to make it go.
Yeah, that certainly was a different play era. I want to say I played in the first couple of Talos tournaments online, but I didn't follow up. Did you think about playing in the online WTC League as well?
I think that, I really don't look for specific league tournaments, but if there's a tournament that's happening that jump I want to play in, then I jump in. So I think I've played in a couple, inadvertently.
Right.
But it'll be interesting. I'm hoping that it will be a little easier to maneuver or to schedule games, particularly in Europe, since it'll only be a 5-hour difference instead of an 8-hour difference.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
I'm even thinking about, I know some of the UK guys, my nemesis, Danny, arranges at times some actual one-day virtual tournaments where it's, everybody logs in early and you have 2 hours to play your round and, they go for 8 hours. So that would be interesting if there's one that I can fit in. I'd be a little more, I wouldn't have to stay up till 3 a.m. or get up at 5 a.m. to
sure.
participate.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I looked through the leagues and I don't see anything on the East Coast there, at least not that far north. So, send us a note and tell Rogue where to go, especially if it's like an event that doesn't have to bring cards for.
I sealed the Yeah, I might. Maybe I'll bring a triples deck just so I can have it.
You should bring one triples deck. That won't take up too much space.
Yeah, exactly. Or, one box. I can bring 2 decks.
There you go.
But, yeah, playing online tournaments, all I have to bring is my computer, which I'm going to have anyway, so.
Yep, computer headset and a microphone, and you're good to go.
Yeah. I was just going to say I'll endeavor to bring some reports from a little more active in the neutral zone region, as it were.
Excellent. Is the our normal recording time going to be a bother?
Let's see. That will be 11:30, so probably not bad. I can still do that. Maybe not go as long, which I'm sure nobody will object to.
Son of a... well, all right. Then that sounds like a plan. We've got this weekend, so are you going to be... You'll be still in town next Monday, but the Monday after that will be the first cross-continent Section 31.
Correct.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I didn't talk about? After we played 1E, or 2E, we played Tribbles.
Tribbles!
And Charlie beat me with my own deck, so there you go.
Was it the 5x5 deck?
No, it was a rescue deck that I put together, and there's a couple of Tribbles achievements that I've been trying for about 6 months, it feels like, and one of them, I keep giving out this clone deck, and everyone else keeps winning with it, and I cannot draw a break on this thing, and I lost with it again. I think I'm 4th out of 5, so I'll try it again this weekend when we get together and make cards. So anyway, congrats to Charlie for winning Tribbles again, and congrats to Matt for winning the TUI event. Right on. Next, yeah. Our next event is a week and a half, 1E, OTF. Should be a good time.
Yeah, I am sad to miss a 1E tournament, but I look forward to hearing about it and maybe playing some with some new people online.
What would you be playing if you had to throw something together?
You know, I really liked your and Charlie's deck at the last tournament we played in, the Genesis.
Oh, that
Klingons.
Was fun. Yeah.
So maybe that, maybe something else. I really want to. I haven't got to incorporate too many of the cards from Energize, Engage.
Yeah.
No. The one after that, Sky's the Limit.
Yes.
I did do a little bit of the androids, but it would be interesting to play some more of the cards from that set. So, Treachery Klingons or the Treachery Romulan Klingon combo.
It would be interesting to try to play the treaty and play just a bunch of treachery folks. I did have fun. I did have a lot of fun playing with those guys. And that's what I took to Worlds with me. I think it's a solid deck. All right, very good. I will sign off and start working on my 1E deck since I only have about a week and a half. And we've got a big box of cards put together this weekend, so I hope to see some of you locals out here. All right. If you are frozen again, which it sounds like you are, then I will sign off the broadcast. give our customary shout-out to Warp 11 for the use of their theme song, and for Sir Rogue, I am Sir Dan. Expand your power in the universe, and I will draw to hand. And you'll be double-crossed by the double O. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect.